To workers in Washington. June 19, 1908. Typed. I am instructed to say to our brethren and sisters who are acting a part in various lines of work in Washington. The word of the Lord to you is, come into line. Come into line. The light that has been given on the subject of health reform is just as essential in 1908 as it was in the days when we first received it. Let the believers in Washington bring into their lives the principles of true temperance and thus set a right example to our people in other places. If those who hold positions of responsibility are lax in following the principles of health reform and depart from the plain light that God has given us upon this subject, it would be better for them to be in some other place than in this important center. If they choose to disregard the clear light that God has sent for the last 40 years, they ought not to stand in a place where their backslidings exert so wide an influence. There are some professed believers who accept certain portions of the testimonies as the message of God, while they reject those portions which condemn their favorite indulgences. Such persons are working contrary to their own welfare and the welfare of the church. It is essential that we walk in the light while we have the light. Those who claim to believe in health reform and yet work counter to its principles in their life practice are hurting their own souls and leave wrong impressions upon the minds of believers and unbelievers. It is for their own good that the Lord counsels the remnant church to discard the use of flesh meats, tea and coffee, and other harmful foods. There are plenty of other things on which we can subsist that are wholesome and good.